the CLC podcast. Today, I will be talking about CLC's website. CLC's website is important because it is a way to spread the word about CLC. It is also a way to get information about anything CLC related, such as calendars, news, and enrollment. The website is located on a server hosted by Wix, which is how the website was made. The website has many purposes. It can be used to see CLC news, CLC calendars with any upcoming events, and the lunch schedule. It can be used to get in contact with the school, to enroll at CLC, to donate to CLC, and to see student testimonials about the school. It also has information about how many students there are, the teachers, and how long CLC has been open. Basically, anything you would want to know about CLC is on the website. The website has all the basic parts of any website. There is a header. This is the top part of a website, containing the logo and the site's navigation menu. In the header, there is navigation. These are the links at the top of the page to help you find what you're looking for. When a site is viewed on a mobile device, the navigation usually morphs into an icon with three stacked lines, since space is limited, but CLC's website doesn't do that. At the top of the home page, front and center, there is a slider which is used to display pictures like a slideshow where the images slide from right to left or vice versa. The website has content, which is the information you consume. The website content is the message text, images, video, and audio. There is a footer which performs the same function as the header, but it's at the bottom, not the top. The first thing you see is the website's homepage, also known as the front page or main page. This is the starting point. On the slider, there is a call to action, which is specific and a direct quest asking your visitors to do something, in this case, enroll at CLC. You can't see it, but it has a WordPress through Wix, the way the website was made, which is like a website's operating system. Also through Wix, the website has hosting. To have a website on the internet, it needs to be hosted on a web server. Like all websites, at the top of the page, it has a domain name, which is clccharter.org. Every website is identified by an IP address, which is a long string of numbers. But that is hard to remember, so each domain name is linked to an IP address because it's easier to use words than numbers. With the domain name, the website has a domain register. Like a license plate on a car, each domain name gets a domain register. In order to search for it, the website has a domain name server. As mentioned above, we use domain names to describe websites rather than using IP addresses. When you type a domain name into a browser, you access a domain name server located around the world to quickly look up the corresponding IP address associated with the domain name. Then you are routed to the website you searched for. To make the website look pretty, it has CSS through Wix, which is an acronym for Cascading Style Sheets. CSS also controls how a website looks on a desktop via a tablet versus a phone. As I have mentioned above, the website uses Wix, a website builder. Website builders allow you to create web pages much quicker than by manual coding, and the finished project usually looks better as well. With CSS, it is mobile responsive through Wix, so it uses CSS to respond to the size of the screen so that the readers can easily use the website on a mobile device. The website has SSL through Wix. SSL stands for Secure Socket Layer. An SSL certificate encrypts data sent from a web server to your browser so hackers can't read it. If you see a little padlock in the address bar of your web browser, that means you're visiting a secure website. It has SEO. SEO stands for Search Engine Optimization. It is about configuring your website to get free traffic from search engine results pages. Lastly, clccharter.org uses Google Analytics, which is a free service from Google that gives you statistics about your website, and we'll talk a bit more about that later. Over the years, there have been about 7 iterations of the website. Last year, CLC hired a professional to help with the website's search engine optimization. It also has Google Analytics. Data from the past 2 years shows us that at the beginning of the school year, in the fall, the website traffic goes up and then slowly drops till fall next year. That would make sense as people are trying to get their kids into a new school if they're going to middle school or if they're just trying to see when school starts and the dates and things like that. The website is in good condition. It works, looks good, and is easy enough to use. It also has the capacity to handle the traffic going through it. I give it a grade of A. Everything works, it looks great, and it has all the necessary parts that it needs, and more. As for safety, there's not much to say. It's a website. The website only needs links to the teachers' websites. Most of the teachers have websites of their own, where they post classwork for their students. The CLC website used to have some of those links, but it doesn't have any more. And the student that I interviewed specifically asked for that. Although it doesn't need much, I have a few recommendations, such as adding a sidebar on the side of the website, and on the sidebar, there could be links, a call to action, and a search box. It could also have a landing page. By this, I mean a page that people are directed to when they click on an ad for CLC. It would be minimized, and it would have a hook to get people to continue looking into CLC. The website could also keep up with current projects better. In an interview with CLC student Andrew Fedoroff, a frequent user of the website, he said he only uses the website to look at the school calendar and the lunch calendar, that it should have links to the teachers' websites, and that it looks pretty good. This has been the CLC Podcast. Thanks for listening.